Hello again, and welcome to my podcast. This is the Unknown Podcast. It's about 1:30 on Thursday. Tonight's the NFL Draft. Interesting to see who goes number one. Then I'm going to go shut it off because I'm a Dolphins fan and we don't pick to the third round, so, or who knows, maybe I'll see if anything else is on tonight. But anyway, I wanted to hop on and talk about Elon Musk, formerly the hero of the left, who now has turned into a pariah of the left by one simple act of spending his own money to buy Twitter and take it private, which I think is going to be a good thing. Former President Trump said he will not come back to the platform because he has his own platform. Truth Social. This is not an endorsement of any platform or anybody or anything. These are my own views, my own comments, my own thoughts. Not related to anybody else ever in any way, shape, or form. That's my disclaimer, if you don't know. But anyway, yeah, it's been really interesting this past week. Hunter Biden's laptop is back in the news, as it should be. $5.2 million of the big guy income showed up in his income tax report, but not his personal information statement. There's a $5.2 million discrepancy between the two forms. I know it's just a financial statement, but $5.2 million. I wish I could wake up someday and discover my bank account was in the plus of $5.2 million. I'll be doing handstands all over my house, out my door, in my yard, and down the street. But I'm just a working class stiff like the rest of the world out there. Yeah, $5.2 million discrepancy from when the and of course nobody has the wherewithal to ask about it. I hope when the Republicans win control of the House and Senate, I hope that they will do investigations into this laptop and into the big guy but I really don't want to go through another impeachment, especially for such nonsense as Adam Schiff and his merry men and women did to Donald Trump over the Ukrainian phone call and the Hillary Clinton funded phony Russian collusion scenario. I see that John Durham is getting closer to the queen hive. You know, the more that I think about it, I don't want anything to happen to her either. Because if it happens, the Democrats are going to get in power again and do the same thing to the Republican president or the vice president or a member of Congress. This is what both parties does. Nothing ever gets done here because we have become too polarized. You cannot reach across the aisle anymore. If you are, you're called all kind of crazy names. We just lost Orrin Hatch, former Utah senator, who was 88 years old. He could reach across the aisle because he knew what it took to make deals and compromise. You need to make deals and compromise for the betterment of the country, not their own personal pocketbooks, which is what 90% of them do. They say all this grandiose things, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Lower taxes, going to do lower taxes. Have they lowered their taxes? Have any of them mentioned lowering food costs? I mean, they all say they're going to do, but they actually don't do it. And the Biden administration shut down large areas of the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge that President Trump opened during a uncontrolled rise in gas prices. He shut it down. And yet he's good. And yet his handlers and Vice President Harris and every Democrat will say, "Oh no, it's a good thing. Gas prices are because of Putin and his Ukrainian invasion." That only happened since mid-February. What about the rising gas prices before that happened? Whose watch was that on? That was under Joe Biden's watch. Not Donald Trump's watch. Not a Republican watch. There are faults on both sides, but Joe Biden is the president of the United States. It is ultimately his responsibility to figure out how to get this runaway inflation under control. Because it's just insanity out there. It's insanity. People are drilling holes in gas tanks and stealing gas from their neighbors. I mean, it's just insane. It hasn't gotten to the 1973 gas shortage, though. But it had to do the odd even license plates and the really, really long, long lines. Imagine if that happens. Yeah, it's just one of those days. One of those weeks, one of those years. Yeah, it's just crazy out there right now. Alright, I've talked about this stuff for almost 11 minutes now. I'm gonna stop and I'll talk to you later. Have a good one, folks.